Well, the Australian share market has resumed trade on Tuesday, having had the long Easter break. And the weakness in the early part of the session has been at odds with what we saw on Wall Street overnight, where the US indices were up by the most part of 1% in a pretty confident performance. But early trade locally has seen most sectors retreat. We've only seen a couple of groups manage to post gains over the course of the morning. Utilities and healthcare, along with property stocks, have been flirting with positive territory over different points in the morning. But by and large, most sectors are weighing on the market quite heavily. Resource stocks are coming in for some pretty heavy treatment, reflecting a sizable fall in iron ore prices at the end of last week, which saw them decline by about 3.7%. So that's why Rio's down by 1.5% and Fortescue Metals is down by about 5%. Banks are also creating the foundation for the day's losses, with solid declines for all of the big four lenders. Elsewhere, we have seen TPG resume trade, having completed a capital raising, and the stock is down by about 17%. Weakness in the telco sector is a feature of the day, really. Telstra is down by the most part of 3%, and Vocus Communications is down by about 5%. Elsewhere, another feature of the day is the weakness that we're seeing as far as gold stocks are concerned. Gold prices eased in the last day, and that's a reflection of the ebbing of the geopolitical concerns, which are such a feature heading into the long Easter break at the end of last week. But interestingly, we have got Alacia Gold down by about 9%. Newcrest Mining is down by 6%. They've announced that they saw an earth tremor at their facility at Cadia in New South Wales. It's unclear as to what impact that's going to have on full year guidance. The market has jumped to the conclusion that that's going to be a negative, and that's why the shares are down to that extent. South 32 is also lower. They have announced that they won't be purchasing a number of assets, Metropolitan Collieries and near 17% stake in Port Kembla, and this reflects the fact that they weren't going to come to the table to make the necessary adjustments to the transaction according to the ACCC's requirements. So they've backed out of that, and that's why the shares are lower. And the Aussie dollar is lower as well, and in part that is reflecting the weakness that we're seeing as far as commodity prices are concerned. So it's trading closer to 76.6 US cents.